There were almost 3,000 priests in Dachau concentration camp near Munich in Germany. Most of them were killed in the most brutal ways imaginable. Some were human horses. They were used to drag wagons down to the nearest railway station. When they contrived to make some of the wheels fall on the wagon outside the home of the local parish priest. In the commotion, the priest came out and they were able to whisper to him in Latin that they were priests and needed bread and wine to say Mass. On subsequent trips, the priest would smuggle some bread or sometimes a grape. Late at night, after curfew and under penalty of instant death, those priests would gather with small groups of the faithful to celebrate Mass and to receive Holy Communion. One of the survivors described the atmosphere at those Masses. He said, "We got so much out of the Mass. It was Christ coming to them in Calvary. They got so much out of the Mass because they brought so much to the Mass." These priests and even other people who long for the bread of life will do everything to take and receive Jesus amidst danger and life-threatening situation. Because for them, Jesus the bread is their life, and they cannot live without Him. A statement by Saint Ignatius, the third bishop of Antioch, and a disciple of Saint John the Evangelist, could help us appreciate what Jesus means by saying that the bread of life is His flesh. In the year 107 AD, Saint Ignatius was condemned by Emperor Trajan to be devoured by wild beasts in the Colosseum. Courageously anticipating his crushing or cruel death, Saint Ignatius said, "I am the wheat of the Lord and must be ground by the teeth of wild beasts to become the pure bread of the Lord Jesus." In other words, just as grains of wheat have to be ground to produce bread, so Saint Ignatius accepted the painful process of martyrdom at the mercy of the wild beasts in order to be crowned by the Lord. The above usage of the word wheat to describe the painful death of Saint Ignatius should remind us of Jesus' own figurative description of His sacrificial death. He said, "Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest." Therefore, in saying that the bread made of wheat, that He would give us His flesh, Jesus was also referring to His sacrificial death, by which the Father gives new and eternal life to all who believe. In other words, Jesus' flesh can be offered us only through his death on the cross, by which we receive eternal life. Our first reading from the first book of Kings, it portrays Prophet Elijah's physical and spiritual hungers. He was nourished by the angel with the miraculous food when he was running away from the soldiers of Queen Jezebel. After taking the food given by the Lord, Elijah was strengthened on his journey, which he took 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Horeb, the place God instructed him to do and continue the prophetic work. St. Paul, in our second reading, reminds the Ephesians, "Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." This must be the way we live our Christian lives, a fragrance, an aroma that can enhance others' lives. Some saints have that kind of fragrance that really affects other people, like Padre Pio, whose fragrance from his stigmata or wounds of Christ's crucifixion in his hands and feet lead others to conversion and help them to live a life in line with Padre Pio's words of love, service, mercy, and compassion for others. While in our gospel, Jesus knew that the Jews were upset about the explanation that the multiplication of bread and fish signified that Jesus himself was the heavenly bread that gives eternal life. Jesus challenged the Jews to take a journey of faith by seeing not the son of Joseph, but the one who came down from heaven, saying, "No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me." Jesus told his listeners and tells us that everyone who has become a disciple has done so because God the Father has called him or her to Jesus. It is an act of God that brought us to follow the way of Jesus. Faith is a gift. To follow Jesus is to live by faith. To believe means to make those necessary changes to one's lifestyle that being a believer demands. This persistent theme serves to remind the reader, the listener, that only Jesus, the true bread of life, can impart the gift of eternal life to the faithful. As Jesus, the bread of life, gave life to the world through selfless compassion and humble servanthood to others, we too can give life to the world when we look beyond ourselves, our own needs, and security to the good of others. Then we shall give not from our treasure, but from our poverty. All the gifts that God has given us, using them to serve everyone in need with the love, compassion, and selflessness of Jesus revealed in the Gospels. So, my brothers and sisters, as Christ offered and still offering himself for us to be nourished and live, we are called to share the life that Jesus gave us. Our life must be the reflection of Jesus' life. We are his reflection. So therefore, live like Jesus' life. Share what God gave us, his body and his blood, and that is love. So we need to share and live that love for others. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the living bread which sustains my life. May I always yearn and hunger for the bread that comes down from heaven, and lead me to share the love, mercy, joy, and peace that comes from you today and always. Amen.